The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
The BRP Modified Tour rolls into Mercer Raceway Park for round number four of the 2011 season. For the past 2 years, Rex King has not only won the race, but has yet to finish outside the top five. Can he keep his dominance going, or will early season winners Brian Swartzlander and Kevin Bowlen go to victory lane? We're about to find out. It's round number four of the 2011 season for the BRP Modified Tour, and it's next for Mercer Raceway Park here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast of the BRP Modified Tour at the Mercer Raceway Park is brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The Izod IndyCar Series returns to the Magic Mile on August the 14th. Great tickets starting at just $35. For more, log on to the website at nhms.com. And by Rod N Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. With 30 years experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103, or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA. Back here at the Mercer Raceway Park, where we continue on with our pre-race show. We're joined now by the current points leader and four-time champion of the BRP Modified Tour, including having won last two straight, Rex King Sr. Rex, always a pleasure to talk with you. A couple years ago, you had back surgery. You come right back out of that. You win here. How's the back been feeling ever since then?
Back's doing real well, yeah. And when you have a good season to go on top of it and have some wins, it really doesn't hurt.
You're tied with the late Lou Blaney here with three wins. They did a little reconfiguration of the track, made things a little bit wider. You're out in your four-wheel a little while ago. What'd you learn about the racetrack and how it's been different from years past?
Well, it looks, and I talked with Frank, and they moved the turn one and two, they moved it in about 20 foot, put a guardrail around it. So that's going to make a different configuration. But I think for the most part, they really haven't changed a whole lot. They put some new surface on it. They told me to put 100 loads of clay. It looks like it's really going to be a good, nice, fast track tonight.
Track's a little unique to the area. You can tell fans what makes it so unique and what does it take to get around this racetrack?
Well, it's unique because it's sort of a D shape. There's a straightaway and then everything else goes on a big oval. The back straightaway doesn't really have any straightaway to it. It's like a big arch, so it's shaped like a D. And it's a little intimidating when you come out of turn four up against the concrete wall. A lot of times people have troubles with that, but I've followed Lou Blaney around here so many times that I should have learned something.
We're talking to Rex King Sr., the current points leader, by just a point over Brian Swartzlander as we're here at the Mercer Raceway Park. And your son, Rex King Jr., better known as Cooter, picking up his first career win after 4 years. That had to make you and your wife, Sis, real proud.
That was awesome. You know, I've watched him, you know, from go-karts all the way up, and he's had numerous, I think 10 or 20 second place finishes. You know, last year at my father's memorial race at Sharon, he led like 27 out of the 30 laps, blew a right rear tire with just two to go, and it was just, that was a heartbreak for him. But you're going to have more downs than you do up, but he'll be all right.
And you've been in that position. Is it one of those ones where as the kids are coming up and as they make their jump from the go-karts to the next level, ultimately to the modifieds, you sometimes have to lose a race like that before you can actually win one?
Oh, yeah, you're going to lose them like that and then win one, and that's what's going to make the wins so special. So, I mean, he's, like I said, he had a lot of second-place finishes, a lot of good runs, and lost them on the last couple laps. You're going to have numerous of them.
From your standpoint as a dad, as you watch Rex Jr. grow up in the modifieds, what similarities do you see between your two driving styles, and what differences do you see in your son from your driving style?
I think we're pretty close to the same. Actually, we're pretty close to the same. I would have to say the way we run seems pretty close.
And, of course, your son Russell is currently with the World of Outlaws in the late model series, maybe not having the best of the year, but you got to be pretty proud as to how he has adapted to the life on the road. And going from a modified to late model is a big jump.
Oh, yeah, it's a big transaction, and he's done well. It's just, you know, he's out there racing with the best of the best, and when you don't have good runs, it sort of brings your spirits down, you know. So, I mean, he gets beat on pretty hard sometimes. You know, you run 10th or 15th to the World of Outlaws, you think you're horrible, but yet that is the World of Outlaws that you're running with.
From your standpoint, how do you see things shaping up as the years progress now through the rest of this year and into 2012 with the state of modified racing out here in Western Pennsylvania and Ohio?
Well, right now, I mean, they're getting some small car counts at Sharon and Lernerville. Tri-City dropped the modifieds. They just have them for specials. We still have a good car group when you get them together. Like here tonight, I think there's 32, 34 modifieds for this show, which is good, but you got a mix of big blocks and small blocks.
There's still a number of races left to go in this season for the BRP Modified Tour as we roll out of Mercer next weekend or next Thursday in the Expo. What do you have to do to keep the momentum going to stay on top and win a third consecutive BRP Modified Tour title?
Well, I know it's going to sound crazy, but we really don't pay attention to points. We let them fall as they fall because you got to finish the races to win them. You know, you got to be in it to win it. And if you have a good finish, usually if you can stay in the top five, the points fall right in place for you.
Rex, always a pleasure to talk with you, and congratulations on Cooter getting his first win. I'm sure mom and dad, that's something you'll be talking about for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, that was really good, and we appreciate it and everything everybody does. Thank you.
Rex King Sr., our current points leader here in the BRP Modified Tour, and a three-time winner tied with Lou Blaney here at Mercer Raceway Park. We'll take a break and be back with our first of three heat races right after this.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops, he waits, he looks, he opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
And welcome back to the Mercer Raceway Park. We're just about set to go with first of three heat races for the BRP Modified Tours. And you can find out more about the Modified Tour at ModifiedTourINC.com. Race number one of the season went to Brian Swartzlander at Lernerville. Race number two was won by Kevin Boland at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Race number three at Tri-City Speedway was rained out at two laps shy of the halfway mark. They will complete that race on July the 3rd. And this is race number four of the year for the BRP Modified Tours here at Mercer Raceway Park. This is the 17th time the tour has raced here. In the previous 16 races, nine different winners have gone to victory lane. Rex King Sr. has won the last two tour events here, and he is tied with the late Lou Blaney for most wins at Mercer Raceway Park under the BRP Modified Tour banner at three. King has a one-point lead over Brian Swartzlander heading into tonight's race. Kevin Boland sits in third. Dave Murdoch is fourth, and Kevin Hoffman and Rex King Jr. are tied for fifth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker and Chad Holman are tied for 7th. Mike Turner is 9th, and Brian Weaver rounds out the top 10. Top 10 separated by just 17 points in the BRP Modified Tour standings. The top 4 separated by 7. Here's how the lineup for heat race number 1. It's Brian Swartzlander and Scott Strock on the front row. Rex King Jr. and Kevin Green making up row number 2. Sean Flieger and Rod Jones, a graduate of the Modified Light Division and former track champion here, lines up in row number 3. Jimmy Holden and Brian Weaver, row number 4. John Buchanan and Kyle Fink, row 5. And Howard Duff will round out the field. 31 strong, a good showing of modifieds here tonight. Mercer Raceway Park, normally running 358 modifieds on a weekly basis here on Saturday evening. And Jimmy Holden, starting in the sixth spot, is the defending champion, currently the points leader over Frank Guidance by just 7 points. Our starter looks them over the field now, 2 by 2 down the front stretch. A tremendous crowd on hand this evening, despite the overcast, very windy, cool, and clammy conditions. Feels like a day either in late March or late October, and not the 25th of June, as we are 6 months today from Christmas Day. D-shaped oval here at the Mercer Raceway Park. The field now 2 by 2 down the backstretch. Going to be up to Brian Swartzlander to kick the wheel. They're working their way through turns 3 and 4. They'll come off the cone off of turn number 4, and the green flag is out. Swartzlander's on the gas, and we're off and racing. Trouble on the start. Couple cars getting together, but they keep it clean and green. We go through turns 1 and 2 and down the backstretch for the first time tonight. Swartzlander is checked out to about an 8-car length lead over Rex King Jr., as they come through turns 3 and 4, Brian Weaver really making a move on the inside. 6 cars to qualify. Seven to qualify. 4 go to the draw. Battle for second night now. Rex King Jr. on the outside. Here comes Jimmy Holden in the fluorescent orange and white number 28, trying to make a move on the inside. Can't make it happen, as we have a couple cars coming together here on the front stretch. 1 car facing in the wrong direction. That's Kevin Greener, outside starter on row number 2, and we are under caution here just a couple of laps into tonight's first heat race. So Kevin Green out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, was the car that was facing in the wrong direction. Understand that our scoreboard is not working. It was hit by lightning. So we'll have to keep you up to date on the number of laps that we have through the flaggers. 2 down, I'm told, by the one and the only Lou Long. So we understand that Brad Rapp had a U-joint break on him. He was set to go from the point in heat race number 3. He is out. Hopefully he'll be able to make it in time for the B main. Swartzlander back on the point. 2 laps are in the books. Rex King Jr. Cooter on the outside. Angle off a turn number 4. The green flag is out. Swartzlander quickly dives down to the low side. Hikes that left front. Here comes Brian Weaver. Moves through the low side off of turn number 2. He's up into that number 2 spot, up close to the guardrails. They swing it down to that number 3 corner through turn 4. Here comes Rex King Cooter back. Problems for Brian Weaver. Weaver has broken. I thought I saw a puff of smoke. Weaver has gone to the back of the pack from running in second spot as we come up on the halfway mark this time. 4 down, 4 to go, but we might go under caution first as the yellow lights are on. Brian Weaver slowing to a stop. Looks like there may be something wrong in the rear of that car. That left wheel not looking where it's in its place, where it should be. And he'll head over to the attention of his pit crew. This is his 29th year, and he told me that next year may be his retirement year. And in his 30th year, he may be looking at doing 30 races at 30 different tracks. And now we have problems over in turns 1 and 2. The left front has collapsed on the 820, so we have problems over in turn number 1. So we are under caution here. So we will step aside and take a break and see who all was involved in that accident. We didn't see how that was happening, but we'll take a break. Just underway here at Mercer Raceway Park, early in the goings. Brian Swartzlander leads heat number 1. You're listening to the BRP Modified Tour at the Mercer Raceway Park.
At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod End Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
Back here at the Mercer Raceway Park, well, 3 cars going out of the track under that caution, Sean Fleeger and Rod Jones. And we were just informed that Brian Weaver has taken the car to the pits, and unfortunately, a broken axle tube on the 1A. Unlikely that he will be back for the remainder of the evening. So, a tough break for Brian Weaver, making a long haul all the way up from New York to come race here with the BRP Modified Tour. We were just about to get to halfway when the caution came out. So we are on lap number 3. Off at turn number 4, the green flag is back out. And this time, Cooter, Rex King Jr. gets a good jump going down to that number 1 corner. Side by side, he's on the high side. Low side is Swartzlander. They'll battle back and forth down to that number 3 corner. Swartzlander really dives down to the low side. Has the lane, comes off of 4, but it's Cooter King at the line with the lead momentarily, but back comes Swartzlander. Swartzlander hugging that inside line. Here comes Rex King Jr. in that fluorescent orange 165 blue and green machine. Through turns 3 and 4, Cooter on the outside, Swartzlander on the inside. 2 laps to go this time by, with Jimmy Holden holding on to third, Kyle Fink fourth, as they work their way off of turn number 2. Side by side, they're in lockstep down the backstretch. This time, to the high side goes Swartzlander. He has that preferred line coming out of turn number 4, and he will put some distance between him and Rex King Jr. through 1 and 2. White flag is out off of turn number 2. It's about an 8-car length lead for Brian Swartzlander. Problems on the front stretch for Howard Duff. He keeps it going. And off of turn number 4, in for the win, Brian Swartzlander. Second goes to Rex King Jr. Third will go to Jimmy Holden. Fourth to Kyle Fink. And John Buchanan will round out the top 5. Scott Strzok rounds out the top 6. And still having some problems here is the 8-12 of Howard Duff rounding out the top 7. So 7 qualify for the BRP Modified Tour, 4 go to the draw. Heat race number 2 lines up like this. Eric Abani and Chris Hines in row number 1. Rex King Sr., the current points leader, and Jeremiah Schingeldecker on the outside of row number 2. Jeremiah, the points leader, over Brian Swartzlander in Lernerville's big block modified points. Rich Whitney and Carl Murdoch make up row number 3. Mark Frankhauser and Frank Guidance row number 4, and Dave Regis and Mike Turner round out the field. Here at the Mercer Raceway Park, Jimmy Holden won the opener back on April the 9th. He also won on May 7th and June 11th. He is the points leader. Frank Guidance, who will be on the outside of row number 4, won 2 straight on May the 28th and June the 4th. 2x2 now. Gabani will move him down into that number 3 corner. Gabani and Hines on that front row. Here they come off of turn number 4, and the green flag is out here in heat race number 2. The fluorescent 3E, blue and white machine of Eric Gabani off of turn number 2 will show the way. Here comes Rex King Sr. from his number 3 starting position, already challenging for that top spot. Comes off of turn number 4. And lap number 1 will go into the books here in heat race number 2. King right there on the back bumper of Eric Gabani as they work their way off a turn at number 2. Battle for third, not for long. Jeremiah Schingeldecker puts that 37MD black and white machine up into that number 3 spot. And we have trouble on the backstretch. Mike Turner and Dave Regis turned around. Turner goes to the pits. And the pit entrance is off of turn number 3 here at the Mercer Raceway Park. And so for the second consecutive heat race, we are under caution. Gives us a chance to tell you that every Thursday, we bring you the latest news in the world of modified racing from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. It's called This Week in Modified Country, and it airs every Thursday at noon. It's available on demand. So if you can't make it in at noontime, don't sweat. It's there for you, as we archive all of our broadcasts for the fans to listen to at their convenience. Thursdays at noon, This Week in Modified Country, right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Don't forget, for latest information on the Modified Tour, it's ModifiedTourINC.com is their website. So Gabani and Haynes bring them down off of turn number 4. Green flag is out. Rex King around the outside. Into that number 2 spot, Jeremiah Schingeldecker sits right there in third. Frank Godden's now up to fourth. We have a couple cars getting together in the back of the pack. As it looked like Haynes got a little sideways. Everybody getting on the binders as they come off of turn number four. They're still chasing Gabbani through that number one corner. King right there. They really lean on the right rear tire, and something wrong with King. No, he jumped up over the cushion, and he goes from second to fourth just like that. He's still in the draw position, but now he's back to fourth as these cars really work that right rear tire as they go through turns one and two. Shingledecker sitting right there in second. Frank Godden's in that yellow and fluorescent number 1G in third, and the fluorescent familiar 65 Rex King in fourth, chasing Eric Gabbani. Halfway, four down, four to go this time by here in heat race number two. Rex King has got a problem. That car is pushing very badly through the corner. He slid up to the high side of turn number two, gathered it in, and lost quite a bit of distance to Frank Godden's in third. Single file through the top four. Haynes in fifth, Mark Frankhauser in sixth, and Carl Murdoch rounding out the top seven. They come through three and four this time by. It's two to go, two laps to go. Shingledecker starting to reel in Eric Gabbani. They work their way through turns one and two. Seems as though Gabbani has a better line off of turn number two right now as he dives down to that number three corner, working that high groove through turns three and four. And as I say that, Rex King comes in, and he'll make the move around Frank Godden's as the white flag comes out. King obviously making a different line to get that car to work. As here comes Shingledecker diving down to the low side. The white flag is out off of turn number four. All eyes on the start-finish line. Eric Gabbani will hold off Shingledecker. King in for third. Frank Godden's in for fourth. Fifth to Chris Haynes. Sixth to Mark Frankhauser. And Carl Murdoch rounds out the top seven. Rich Whitney will go to tonight's B-Main. So in two heat races, the winners have come from the front row. Pole sitter Brad Rapp unable to make the call. They'll move Shannon Welty over. So Shannon Whaley on the front row. Tommy Maddox alongside of him. Kevin Bowen, row number two. Outside of him, Kevin Hoffman. Don Brown and Tommy Christiak make up row number three. William Skipmore and Dave Murdoch, row number four. And Don Miner rounds out the field. Up to Shannon Whaley to kick the wheel. Here they come through turns three and four, a little bumping and banging off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Whaley will get the position down through that number one corner. Here comes Kevin Bowen working that low side. Tommy Maddox holds on to the outside. Three wide down the backstretch into that number three corner. Great racing here at Mercer as they go fanning out almost four wide off of four. A four-car battle for third spot as they chase Shannon Whaley through turns one and two. Kevin Bowen sitting right there in second. Tommy Christiak now moves up to third. Dave Murdoch right behind him. They'll shuffle Tommy Maddox back to fourth as Murdoch, Dave that is, from the last row now working into fourth. Four guys go to the draw, 7-2 the feature, and the battle up front. Kevin Bowen will make the move through turns three and four, and he will take over that top spot. And here comes Tommy Christiak. Christiak hiking that left front as he works the low groove through turns one and two here at Mercer Raceway Park. They swing off of turn number two and then go down the backstretch into that number three corner. Through turns three and four, they're chasing Kevin Bowen. Christiak sitting in second. That's Tommy. Third right now, our pole sitter Shannon Whaley. And Dave Murdoch runs in fourth, but now Murdoch looks to the inside of Whaley as they battle through turns three and four. Whaley on the high side. Murdoch has that preferred low line, comes off of turn number four, and Dave Murdoch now into that third position as Kevin Bowen begins to check out on the field ever so slightly, about a 10-car length lead over Tommy Christiak in second. Coming off of turn number four, we'll get the to-the-go sign this time by from our starters as Bowen hustles off into turn number one. Bowen, the first driver to test the high side through turns one and two. Everybody's been hugging that inside guardrail that they placed here this year along with the 100 loads of clay. Off of turn at number four from starting position number three, it's Kevin Bowen in for the win. Tommy Christiak second, Dave Murdoch third. And we had a change there. Looks like Kevin Hoffman will come home fourth. Tommy Maddox fifth. And we will hold it right there. So Kevin Bowen picks up the win here in heat race number 3. We'll take a break and be back with more from Mercer right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Back here at the Mercer Raceway Park, Brad Rapp on the track. He'll start shotgun in tonight's 10-lap B main. Rod Jones and Rich Whitney make up row number 1. Don Miner and Sean Flieger, row number 2. Dave Regis and Don Brown, row number 3. Brian Weaver is scheduled to come out. I do not see him out there, so his problems he had in the heat race were terminal. Mike Turner, Kevin Green, and Brad Rapp round out the field. Three cars will transfer into tonight's 30-lap feature event, and we can tell you on the poll for tonight's 30-lap feature event, Brian Swartzlander. He drew the poll in the draw, and he is on the point for tonight's 30-lap feature event. Slowly, they'll work the way down the backstretch, and clouds still hanging very low here. It's, again, has a feel of a fall-like day and not the 25th of June. Steady breeze out of the west. Very cool over camp and damp day here at Mercer Raceway Park. But we're racing, and that's the good thing. Off of turn 4, green flag is out, and Rod Jones, the former Modified Light champion here at the track, takes the lead off of that number 2 corner. Shows away down the backstretch in that number 3 corner. And he'll lead him off of turn number 4. Mike Turner now sitting in second with Rich Whitney in third. One car high off of turn number 4. That allows Brad Rapp to get up into fourth, but we will only take the top 3 to tonight's 30-lap feature event. Good battle between Whitney and Brad Rapp. They work through 1 and 2. Rapp hiking that left front through turns 1 and 2. Works the low line off of turn number 2. Has some momentum. Works his way now down to that low groove through 1, 3, and 4. Comes off of turn number 4, working that inside and holding on. The smoke now pouring out of the 19W of Whitney. And Brad Rapp will move around and into that number 3 spot, and he will hold on and take third position. And he has locked himself, as of this moment, into tonight's 30-lap feature event. Off of turn number 4, Rod Jones still getting acclimated to the big block modifieds. Holding his lead to about 5 car lengths over Mike Turner. As we come off of turn number 4, halfway this time by, 5 down, 5 to go. As Jones has about maybe now a 3 car length lead. He bobbled a little bit through turns 1 and 2. Brad Rapp still a good distance back to third when outside pole sitter Rich Whitney holding on to fourth. But right now it's only 3 to qualify and problems on the track. As one car slows and looks like he'll be able to pull off and make it into the pits. Kevin Green having problems. And coming through turns 3 and 4, our leader pushes off of turn number 4. That's going to close the gap between he and Mike Turner. As Jones holds on to the top spot, Turner there in second. And here comes Brad Rapp. Rapp started shotgun in this race. And he is within striking distance of our leaders. Through turns 3 and 4, Jones continues to push up off of turn number 4. 2 to go this time by. 2 laps to go as it's a car link between Jones and Whitney. And Rapp is right there sitting in third position. Rapp gets a run down the backstretch, works that high groove through 3 and 4. Again, Jones' car pushing badly through 3 and 4. 3-car battle for the lead, and it's going to be Whitney at the line taking the lead on the white flag lap. But here comes Brad Rapp. Rapp in the familiar orange 11R. Works his way off of turn number two. Has the run down the backstretch. They're side by side. Whitney on the outside. Rapp on the low side. Here comes Brad Rapp. Whitney pushes. Rapp has the inside line from the last position. Brad Rapp will win the B main. Rich Whitney second. And pole sitter Rod Jones holds on for third. And that will be the three drivers that will transfer tonight's 30-lap feature event. So Brad Rapp from the back of the pack in for the win here in the B main. We'll take a break and come back with tonight's 30-lap feature event for the BRP Modified Tour. You're listening to BRP Modified Tour action from the Mercer Raceway Park on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
With 30 years experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103 or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
And welcome back to the Mercer Raceway Park. Crowd getting on its feet. The four-wide salute for the BRP Modified Tour as we are set to go with our 30-lap feature event. Here's how they'll line up. The Pill Draw, three-time Tour champion, 12 wins on the Tour. Brian Swartzlander on the pole, picking up his first career win just a few weeks ago at Sharon Speedway. Rex King Jr. Row number two, 17-time winner on the Tour and winner at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Kevin Bolin alongside of him, current points leader at Sharon. Rex King Sr. and the two-time defending champion and four-time champion of the Tour. Kevin Hoffman is tied for fifth in the Tour points, rolls off in the fifth spot alongside of him. His wife is expecting any minute now, the current points leader here at Mercer, Jimmy Holden. Eric Abaney along in the inside of row number four alongside five-time winner on the BRP Modified Tour and the current points leader at Lernerville, Jeremiah Schengeldecker. Row number five, two straight wins for Frank Gaitis here at Mercer, and alongside of him, it's Tommy Christiak. Row 6, Kyle Fink, the 2010 Sportsman Speedway champion, and Derry Murdoch, the 2001 BRP Modified Tour champion, fourth in the points, and two wins at Lernerville. John Buchanan and Chris Haynes make up row number 7, Tommy Maddox and Scott Strock, row 8, Mark Frankhauser, Shannon Whaley, row number 9, and Howard Duff and Carl Murdoch, row number 10. Skip Moore and Brad Rapp, row 11. Mike Turner, ninth in the BRP points, and Rod Jones, and provisionals Don Brown and Sean Flieger. Here they come now up to Swartzlander to kick the wheel, the angle off of turn number four. The green is out. And the 30-lap BRP Modified Tour feature events on the way. Swartzlander shows the way. Here comes Cooter King on the outside. Bolin on the inside, down in that number three corner. A couple cars coming together on the back stretch. We have one around. Off of turn number four, the caution lights will come on. Whoa, a couple more cars coming together. One car facing the wrong direction down in turn number four. So Calamity Corner that has been taking people out this evening has been turn number four. Now it's turn number two under caution here in the opening stages of the night's BRP Modified feature event. We do want to take a moment and say hello to our good friend and one of the fine racers and a true gentleman of the sport, Dale Ruggi Jr. Dale not with us this evening. Dale's father passing away unexpectedly late last year. And the business is going quite well for Dale, so that is good to see. Now, the last time we were here, and the last time I had actually had the chance to see Mr. Ruggi in person, we were sitting in the holler as Dale was getting out of the car because we were rained out last year. And I turned to Mr. Ruggi. I said, "You know something, Mr. Ruggi?" He said, "What's that?" I said, "The way things are going," I said, "no way in heck Dell's ever going to have to worry about being light at the scales." He just laughed. He loved it. And, of course, he and Dell spent a great afternoon in October listening to us on the Oktoberfest 350 broadcast from the Hagerstown Speedway. And we'll be back there again this year for the live flag-to-flag coverage for the two-day event. So it's great to know that we had pleasure to meet such a wonderful man, a great human being, a guy that had a love for this sport, a love for his family, and we're able to spend some time with him and make him laugh, but he's also able to spend some time with his son, who he loved dearly, and making that time that much more precious that they were able to sit together, father and son, and listen to our broadcast along with Lou Long the BRP Modified Tour president. That's something that's very, very special. So, Dale, we're thinking about you. We know you're out there busting your butt to make the business go. And when you can get back to racing, looking forward to having you back as you're one of the true good guys here in the sport. So we'll try this one more time. It's up to Brian Swartzlander, winner of the season opener at Lernerville, to kick the wheel off of turn number four, and the green flag is out. Swartzlander gets the jump down to that number one corner, brings Kevin Bowen with him into second. Here comes Rex King underneath his son, Rex King Jr., and it is Senior taking the number three spot. 3-4 car battle for fifth right now as lap number one goes into the books. Eric Gabaney and Jimmy Holden having a great battle there. And a couple more cars coming together, but thankfully we stay clean and green as they hustle down that backstretch into that number three corner. Rex King, two straight BRP Modified Tour wins here at Mercer. He is leaning heavily on that right rear Hoosier tire. May have slid up into and made a slight contact with the 777 and Kevin Bowen. But again, his car has been pushing. Wondering if he... And yes, the car continues to push as he tries to work off of turn number four. Gabaney now making a move to the inside, but Rex King Sr. slams the door shut. Meanwhile, back up front is still Brian Swartzlander showing the way. Kevin Bolin sitting right there in second. Swartzlander second in the points to Rex King by just a single marker, as now we are going to be into lap traffic early on. Rex King Jr. in fifth. Holden in sixth, Jeremiah Shingledecker in seventh, Tommy Kristiak in eighth, Carl Murdoch ninth. And back up front, our leaders are in lap traffic. This could be an interesting time as Swartzlander's car wants to go to the low side. He gets held up behind lap traffic. Bolin is there to pounce. Bolin now works to the low side, four wide down the backstretch. Bolin and Swartzlander touch, one car slowing down in front of everybody else. They stay clean and green. Here they come off of turn number four. A couple cars bang together. And making the move in the third with the help of lap traffic is Gabaney. Rex King sits down back in fourth. Rex King Sr. And Frank Gottes is fifth. Cooter King is sixth. Jimmy Holden seventh. Jeremiah Shingledecker eighth. Tommy Kristiak ninth. And it is wild and woolly out there as they come off of turn number four. Off of turn number two, Swartzlander now has cleared the lap traffic. He has a clean track in front of him, being chased by Kevin Bolin, Eric Gabaney in third, Rex King Sr. fourth, Frank Gottes fifth, Rex King Jr. sixth, Jeremiah Shingledecker seventh, Jimmy Holden eighth, Carl Murdoch ninth, and it looks like Tommy Kristiak rounding out the top 10. Battle starting to heat up for a second. Gabaney works to the low side, Bolin working to the high side, and Gabaney, he has Rex King Sr. all over him as the 820 of Rod Jones, making just the third start, pulls off the track off of turn at number three. Leader beginning to check out, Brian Swartzlander, as he looks for his second win of the season on the BRP Modified Tour. Track is in excellent condition. Top four now pulling away as Gottes sits there in fifth. They'll come up on lap traffic. Again, the scoreboard is out. Was hit by lightning, so we'll try to let you know when the halfway. Whoa, we have trouble over in turn number three. One car spinning around right in front of our leaders, and we are under caution here at the Mercer Raceway Park. Time for us to take a short break and be back with more from Mercer, the BRP Modified Tour, on the DirtTrackChannel.com right after this.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops, he waits, he looks, he opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th.
Picket start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at nhms.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
Back here at the Mercer Raceway Park, 11 laps are in the books. Brian Swartzlander continues to show the way here through the first 11 laps. Good evening, Sean Wood with you on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Don't forget, August the 13th, the BRP Modified Tour returns here for race number 18th in their storied career. Unfortunately, we will not be here. We have obligations to be at a sponsor's racetrack elsewhere for our asphalt open wheel show. And if you enjoy asphalt open wheel racing, whether it's modified, super modified, sprints, midgets, or the IZOD IndyCar series, well, we invite you to check out our sister site, openwheeltoday.com. That is our asphalt site. Every Tuesday night, it is Beyond the Bricks, our weekly IndyCar show, and we will be in New Hampshire doing some broadcasts from the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Our good friends, Jerry Gappins and the gang, taking great care of us, one of our big sponsors here at the DirtTrackChannel.com and OpenWheelToday.com. You can log on to NHMS.com for tickets for that race, just $35. So every now and then there's going to be a conflict where we won't be able to be here with the BRP Modified Tour, but we're looking forward to getting back with them on the 16th of September out at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and then September 2nd and 3rd in West Virginia. So, and also, on our front page of our website, thedirttrackchannel.com, check out our in-car video cameras. We'll have some brand new videos up for you later this week. And also, make sure you check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Off of turn four, the green flag is back out in the air. And Swartzlander hustles down to that number one corner. Bolin hikes that left front. The black, the red, white, and a fluorescent number 777 sitting in second right now. Gabani and Rex King locked in a battle. They tap. Off of turn number four, Rex King Sr. is going to lead the way. That opens the door for Frank Gaddis. He'll move that yellow, black, and fluorescent number 1G up in the fourth spot. Put Gabani back to fifth. Rex King Jr. sixth. Jeremiah Schingeldecker seventh. Dave Murdick eighth. Jimmy Holden ninth. And Tommy Kristiak rounding out the top 10. Boy, it's rush hour in the BQE out there, folks. It is some awesome racing here at the track at Mercer. Battle for the lead is really heating up, as Frank Gaddis really coming on strong here. Rex King washes up through turns one and two, opens the door for Gaddis, also for Gabani, but King slams the door shut. Gabani and King tap as they go down turns three and four. And King slides way up the racetrack. That opens the door and leaves it open for Gabani. He's moved up to the fourth, but here comes Rex King back on the outside. Meanwhile, back up front, halfway, 15 down. 15 to go in our 30-lap feature event, and this one is not over by any stretch of the imaginations. On the high side, through one and two, putting that right rear Hoosier to the high side. It's Kevin Bolin down to the low side. It's Brian Swartzlander. They're 1-2. Then it's the distance back to Gaddis in third, Rex King in fourth, Gabani in fifth. Lap traffic now playing a part as here they go through turns one and two. Swartzlander holding off Bolin for the moment. This one is going to come down to the last lap, folks. I'm telling you that right now. Those two guys are checking out as they get around a slower car here on the front stretch. Guide is still sitting in third. He's starting to reel in our leaders. Rex King in fourth. Gabani in fifth. Dave Murdick in sixth. Schingeldecker in seventh. Cooter King in eighth. Holden ninth. Jimmy Holden ninth. And it is tenth. Tommy Kristiak, and just on the outside, with a yellow coming out, is Kevin Hoffman. We have a yellow, lights are on, one car, Carl Murdick looping it over in turn number two. So 19 laps are in the books. Kevin Bolin in second. Brian Swartzlander, your leader. Frank Gaddis is third. Rex King Sr. is fourth. And he has 14 tour wins. Of course, he is tied here at Mercer with late Lou Blaney. And you heard him in our pre-race show talking about following Lou Blaney around this track for many, many years. So he knows how to get around. Looks like Skip Moore. Skip not doing a lot of racing this year. I was talking with him in the pits earlier this evening. He is pulling trackside off of turn number three. Again, for latest news and information here about Mercer Raceway Park, visit the website at mercerraceway.com. And to find out more about the BRP Modified Tour, it's modifiedtourinc.com. Again, recapping, Rex King Sr., a one-point lead over Swartzlander coming into the night with Kevin Bolin sitting in third in points. Swartzlander and Bolin winning the openers at Lernerville and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, respectively. That's races 1 and 2 on the BRP Tour. And then Tri-City, just before halfway, two laps shy of halfway, the rains came, and they will make the completion of that race on July the 3rd. June 30th, though, BRP Tours at Expo, and then back here August the 13th at Mercer. 19 laps and 11 to go. This one's not over. Hold on, folks, as it's going to get good. Here they come off turn 4. Green flag is out. Swartzlander quickly down to the low side. Bolin using the momentum on the high side. King Sr. slides up again. He'll lose two spots this time. Guy just tried to make it work. They're going 3 wide down off of that number 2 corner. Down to the high side off of turn number 4. Gaidis is up in the second. Here comes Frank Gaidis with the M&Ms on board. He's up off to that number 2 corner on the outside, and he is reeling in Brian Swartzlander, and the crowd's loving every second of that. We'll have 10 to go as they come off of turn number 4. Swartzlander, Gaidis, Bolin, your top 3, Gabani in 4th. King Sr. continues to have problems, works it to the high side. He's in a battle with Dave Murdoch. As it's a 3-car battle off of turn number 4, Bolin back. He is now gotten around Gaidis. And now they'll do the crossover. Gaidis hiking that left run. He may have touched the inside guardrail, bobbled momentarily, gathered it back in, and saved it as they continue to chase Brian Swartzlander. And the MEI sponsored number 83. It's the red car, blue trim with the number 83. Here comes Bolin on the outside. 2-car lengths of differential. First and second, then it's about 4 car lengths back to Frank Gaidis. Looking at our starter, waiting to see the 5 to go sign as we are closing in the final moments of this great feature event. Glad to have you with us tonight from the Mercer Raceway Park. Oh, a lap car had just momentarily held up Gaidis as here comes Bolin. He is all over Brian Swartzlander off of turn number 4. 5 to go. 5 laps to go this time by. Bolin is right there, and his car washes up through 1 and 2. Swartzlander continues to show the way. Gaidis is in 3rd. Gabani 4th. Murdoch 5th. Jeremiah Schingeldecker 6th. Rex King 7th. Rex King Jr. 8th. Brad Rapp up to 9th. And rounding out the top 10 is Kevin Hoffman. Battles through turns 3 and 4. Again, lap traffic really playing havoc here, and it may determine a bit of the outcome. Bolin had to go to the high side to get around that lap car that time by. That cost him some positions. Now Guidance's lap is behind a lap car. Here comes Gabani working the outside. 2 to go this time by. 2 laps to go. Gabani way out in the high side. He's going to get 3rd as a lap car plays havoc with Guidance. Dave Murdoch right there in 4th, and Jeremiah Schingeldecker is in 5th. Oh, off of turn number 4. Here comes Bolin. Bolin to the low side. They touch at the start-finish line. They touch! And into the wall, but holding on is Swartzlander in the white flag lap. They were stuck behind the lap car. Swartzlander, back he comes. Crowd's on its feet. It's going to be Kevin Bolin coming through turns 3 and 4 to pick up his second win of the season on the BRP Modified Tour. Swartzlander 2nd, Gabani 3rd, Gaidis 4th, and Dave Murdoch 5th. Ho-ho, doctor, what a race. We said lap traffic was going to play an outcome, and it did, unfortunately, because if that lap car hadn't been there, boy, was that going to be a run down to the finish. And now there's looks like suspension problems on the 83. How Brian Swartzlander kept it from even wrecking is beyond incredible, and that's the type of action you do get here with the BRP Modified Tour. In for the win, Kevin Bolin. 2nd goes to Brian Swartzlander, and it was a fantastic race. We will come back and we will talk with Kevin Bolin and have a complete rundown for you. Kevin Bolin, for the 19th time in his career, will go to victory lane in BRP Modified Tour action at Mercer Raceway Park. Back with more of the BRP Modified Tour right after this.
At Rod End Supply, they have the unique opportunity to be involved with all sorts of auto racing and performance-related industries, including farm equipment. Whether you're running a go-kart, micro-sprint, mini-sprint, midget, modified, late-model sprint car, or a tractor, Rod End Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performing at your maximum potential. Since 1989, Rod and Supply has provided superior products priced competitively with prompt and courteous service. Their promise is to continue to provide superior products that will keep you in front of the field. Check out their online catalog at rodandsupply.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Remember, at Rod and Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them.
And welcome back to the Mercer Raceway Park for the 18th time in his career. He goes victory lane here in the BRP Modified Tour. Kevin Bowen, congratulations on the win tonight.
Well, thanks. It was not an easy win. We had the front four cars were pretty loaded up with, especially the top three of us were the points leaders. So I thought it was going to be a pretty good race, and as it was, last lap made the deciding win.
It was a heck of a race, and I was talking with Ronnie Perthner before the race, and Ron, unfortunately, not with us due to some mechanical woes that they're still working on getting fixed. He was telling me the way the track was and the amount of bite it had in, it was a 358 modified track tonight, and we saw that with Eric Abaney and Frank Guidas up there battling with you guys. Take me through the race, your race and your battle with Brian, and what happened there in that last lap.
Well, you know, we knew that we had to just, you know, stay behind him and try to see what was happening. And, you know, we talked about it. We didn't want to get out and get in the lead and, you know, have him have a chance of figuring out where I was. And so sometimes whenever you're in second place, it's a lot better than being in first place, except you want to be in first place on the last lap. So, but, you know, Brian had that whole bottom groove tied up on the first number one and two, and also down in three and four. And I took some attempts to try to get around the top groove in going into turn one, and we had a lot of momentum going in around there, and I thought we was going to get them, but about every time we got a good run, we got a caution car played into Brian's favor at that point. So, you know, we just kept digging and kept, you know, throwing that car back down into turn one, and, you know, yellow light came out. There was, I think, 19th lap, and you know, I heard him say on the radio that we got 11 more to go, and I'm thinking, okay, we got to get this job done. We got to go. Brian started the race, went down in the turn. I thought we had him. He had a little more than I had off the corner, and we ran for 10 laps. And I lost track to how many laps we had before the checkered, and I never even saw the white flag come out. So,
wow.
You know, it just when I drove down into on that 19th lap, I said, "Well, we're going for it," and we lap after lap, and then we got into the caution cars, and you know, it worked out for us. And you know, that last lap when Brian was coming down and didn't even know it was the white flag lap, Brian got into one of these lap cars and, you know, going right into turn three, and he didn't know whether to go high or go low. And I had to wait for him to sort of like figure it out. And so whenever I saw he figured it out where he was going, he picked high. I figured, well, I got to go low and gamble that something's going to happen with this lap car. He's going to, you know, slide out, get a little assy coming off. And so it played that way. And man, coming off of four, it was like a shootout. It was a shootout for turn one. I had a lap car on the inside. I had Brian on the outside, and he's going, and I'm going. And, you know, he had my groove, and I was closer to his groove. And you know, everybody just sort of come together about right at where you had to turn into the turn, and tried to keep as straight as we could. We rubbed, and I saw Brian go over. I didn't know if he was going to be put out of the race or what happened, but I saw the green light was still on. I said, "Let's go, guys." So we just kept her going, and, you know, that was the checker flag lap. So that was the one that counted.
Yeah, he did a miraculous job of saving that car and not having a big accident up there on the high side. Talk about this track. How much has it changed with the widening of the track, pulling it in a little bit, and the surface this year compared to last year?
Well, you know, several years ago, I remember running at Mercer Speedway, and we've got a track championship here, and also we've won several races here earlier in my career. But, you know, what I remember, we haven't run here since 2008. And so we're happy to be back here. And, you know, they have definitely made some great improvements here. The track is, you know, the surface is, you know, the banking's about the same. It appears that, you know, they moved the inside of turn one in so that it got rid of that little reverse. It seemed like it made it a lot wider coming into turn one, made it more racier for guys to have room, like I needed room tonight.
Yeah.
Years ago, I wouldn't have had the luxury of having that extra room we needed tonight. But, you know, the track definitely has less rocks in it that I remember. You know, it's a more sandier, clay, bitey type track. And so it was at least tonight. So,
right.
Nice track, nice facility.
2011, how's the season going for Reverend Kevin Boland?
Well, I think this makes us number four victories. We're running pretty good. You know, we've had our ups and downs, and, you know, sometimes this weather has played a big factor in to try to read what the track's going to do. But, you know, it's a guessing game for everybody to figure out what the right setup is for the given night. And so, you know, we've got a good team. We've got a good sponsors of Creo, the Boundary Systems. You know, that's a brand new sponsor for us this year, and it's a PTC product. They do engineering software for all the people out there building pieces, parts. And so, you know, having new sponsors definitely is a big addition to making the car have the right pieces to get the right job done at that right time.
Well, you may not know, but with your win tonight, in terms of BRP Modified Tour wins here at Mercer, you title 8 Lou Blaney and Rex King now. You each have 3 wins here, and that was race number 17 in the history of the BRP Modified Tour here at Mercer Raceway Park.
Well, that's quite an honor. You know, when you, I remember Lou years racing with him, and you know, I always looked up to him when I was coming up through the ranks, and Lou was always the guy that, you know, if you wanted to learn something, you had to try to look, because he wasn't going to tell you too much. But you know, we've been at this for several years. I think we're moving close to 30 years somewhere around there. But it's just a lot of experience, and we've got a good team, and everybody sort of pulls together.
Well, congratulations on the win. It was a hell of a race tonight. I mean, it's one of the best BRP Modified Tours I've seen since we've been doing these broadcasts. Always a pleasure to have you stop by. And again, congratulations and best of luck for the remainder of the season. Have a safe season.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Kevin Boland, our winner tonight for the BRP Modified Tour. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with a full field rundown right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks, has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Welcome back to the Mercer Raceway Park. Here is your full field rundown for race number 4, the 2011 BRP Modified Tour. Kevin Boland, your winner. Brian Swartzlander, second. Eric Abaney, third. Frank Guidis, fourth. And Dave Murdoch, fifth. Jeremiah Shingledecker was sixth. Rex King Sr., seventh. Rex King Jr., eighth. Brad Rapp, who won the consolation race, was ninth. And Kevin Hoffman rounded out the top 10. Jimmy Holden was 11th, Tommy Kristiak 12th, John Buchanan 13th, Mark Frankhauser 14th, and Mike Turner 15th. Tommy Maddox 16th, Shannon Whaley 17th, Carl Murdoch 18th, Sean Fliegler 19th, and Scott Strzok rounded out the top 20. Don Brown was 21st, Howard Duff 22nd, Kyle Fink 23rd, Skip Moore 24th, Chris Haynes 25th, and Rod Jones 26th. Kevin Green, Rich Whitney, Brian Weaver, Dave Regis, and Donnie Miner did not qualify for tonight's event. Heat races for the 31 cars in attendance went to Swartzlander, Gabaney, and Boland, with Brad Rapp picking up the B main win. The BRP Modified Tour is in action this coming Thursday at Expo Raceway in Ohio. Special thanks to everybody at Mercer Raceway Park and the BRP Modified Tour for having us here. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. It was a fantastic race. August the 13th, the BRP Modified Tour is back here at Mercer Raceway Park. You definitely do not want to miss that race. For all this here at the Dirt Track Channel, I'm Sean Wood. Again, congratulations to Kevin Boland on an exciting finish and picking up
a win tonight on the BRP Modified Tour. For all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon. So long, everybody. Tonight's broadcast of the BRP Modified Tour at the Mercer Raceway Park has been brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOD IndyCar Series returns August the 14th. For more information, log on to the website at nhms.com. By Rod End Supply. At Rod End Supply, they don't just sell them, they race them. And by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.